Thanks for joining me this morning for Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Construction will start today on more than a dozen new tiny homes for veterans. In studio, Rebecca Tallman, U.S. Air Force veteran and executive director of Veterans Community Project of St. Louis. Thank you so much for coming in studio this morning.
Thank you so much for having me this morning, Megan.
You have an exciting day today. The walls and the trusses were delivered for these tiny homes, you said, this week. And today you start to erect those walls.
We do. It's a very exciting time. Phase two is going to add 16 more homes to our project that when complete, we'll have a total of 50 tiny homes here at Veterans Community Project St. Louis.
So fill our listeners in, bring them up to speed on what Veterans Community Project is and does.
Yes. So Veterans Community Project is a nonprofit organization that was founded in Kansas City by a group of combat veterans that got together and realized that there was something that we could do about those veterans that we have on the streets and be able to help them. And they had this very innovative way to fix homelessness. And that was tiny homes, which are transitional housing for homeless veterans. So we broke ground here in St. Louis in 2021 and housed our first veterans in October of 2023. And since then, we've housed 11 veterans, transitioned three into permanent housing, getting ready to transition a fourth here this week. So it's very exciting. And just looking at the numbers, that means close to 3,500 nights that veterans here in St. Louis have been in a safe and home and bed, warm bed off the streets.
What is happening in these veterans' lives that they find themselves on the streets?
So I've learned since being in this business, Megan, being a veteran myself, that honestly, it can happen to any single one of us. There's this misconception that oftentimes someone is homeless because they have a substance abuse issue or a mental health issue. But honestly, that's not true. I've sat across from many, many veterans and heard their stories. And oftentimes it's just one decision and recognizing that that could be any one of us, and we're all just one decision away from being there. I could make that decision tomorrow, and that could be me. And so it truly is just so many different things in individuals' lives.
Describe what these tiny homes are like and what the community is like for these veterans as they transition.
Yes. So our tiny homes, our individual homes are 240 square foot. Our family homes are 320 square foot and can sleep up to five. When a veteran moves into the homes, it is fully furnished with a bed, a TV, pots, pans, dishes, everything that that individual needs to live and thrive. And that becomes their property from the time they move in, and they get to take it with them to permanent housing. So oftentimes these veterans have not had something new in theirs for a very long time. And then our community is just amazing. We are reinstilling that community. Oftentimes being homeless can be very isolating, and this is bringing that community back together. And that community means not just our veterans living in the village, our staff, our volunteers, our donors. It is all of us involved in the project, because it truly takes a community to build a village.
So is there any timeline for when someone would transition then to more permanent housing, or is it dependent on each veteran?
It depends on each veteran. Our average stay at Veterans Community Project is between 14 and 16 months. However, again, each individual has gotten to us on a different path, and we want to make sure that when they move into permanent housing, that is the permanent solution. So we are taking our time to figure out why they got to that point and working on different pillars. We have five different pillars called the Homes Index, and making sure that we're working on those pillars to make that permanent housing permanent.
Where is this community located?
We are here in St. Louis at 1515 North Grand Boulevard. We're very well known for the tiny homes and transitional housing. However, we also have outreach services. So our outreach center is open every Tuesday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for walk-in services. We do everything from financial assistance, food boxes, snack packs, hygiene kits, and any veteran can walk in regardless of time in service, type of service, discharge status, income, housing. So if you're a veteran or know a veteran that needs assistance, please come our way so that we can help.
What's it take financially to pull this off?
So our entire capital campaign is $12.8 million to build out this nearly 4-acre property here in St. Louis, which will have 50 tiny homes on it. But as well, and we are $9.5 million to that point, but it also takes close to $2 million operationally each year. So we are not federally funded. We're primarily individuals. So any individual that even just a dollar makes our mission possible.
So how many tiny homes are going up right now that with what's the construction this week?
So in phase one, we had 20 homes. 10 of those homes are complete, 20 on the exterior, but 10 on the interior. We are continuing construction consistently on phase one. On phase two, we will have 16 tiny homes. So today we'll get the walls up of one of those tiny homes and hopefully the roof trusses and then move forward.
How can the community help you?
Again, it takes donors, it takes support, spreading the word, but also volunteers. So if anyone would like to volunteer and be a part of that, you can head over to vcp.org and sign up to get involved.
That is Rebecca Tallman, U.S. Air Force veteran and executive director of Veterans Community Project of St. Louis. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.